Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph of Masechet Krisos. Or up to Yud Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Here we go. I said Masechet Krisos. Ma bein Shivcha lebein kol ha'arayas. Why is Shivcha different than all the other arayas? In what sense? I just said yesterday, it's not fair. Shalo shavsa lehen lo ba'onesh v'lo ba'karbon. They're not equal, not in onesh, not in carbon. Shekol arayas b'chatos, every arayas, if you do by mistake, how can you do arayas by mistake? You thought it was your wife, they all bring a chatos. V'shivcha ba'asham, and here you bring an asham. Not only that, skip the parentheses, kol arayas, whether any arayas, echad ha'ish, v'echad ha'isha, shavin b'makos. Every arayas, whether it's a man or a woman, they both get malkos. The Aruch HaNer points out, not every arayas is their malchus. Not every arayas is their, but if there's malchus, it goes to both the man and the woman. Not everyone is their malchus. Some are nothing. Only bidei shemayim. For example, your sister. I don't want to say. Not everyone has malchus. But if it does have malchus, the both partners get it. Bekarba ubekarban. And they also both bring karban if it was by mistake. Each one thought it was their spouse. Ubishivcha by shivcha lo hishve. It's not the same. Lo ha'ish leisha b'makos. Why? Because the man does not get malchus. Lo hishva ish leish isha leish b'karbon. And the woman doesn't have to bring a carbon. It's not the same. Kol arayas. Not only that, all arayas also behen as hama'ara kigomer. The initial stages of relations is considered enough, as if you did the final stages, to make you into that you violated a right. We didn't, so to speak, go all the way. Doesn't make a difference. As long as they have initial stages called ha'ara, that's enough. Not only that, it doesn't apply by shifcha. The shifcha has to be a complete ma'aseh avia. And also, the chayiv are called biyu biya. And you chayiv to each and every one. And by shifcha, you're not. The shifcha, you chayiv only one time, no matter how many times you did that. I guess the same woman. No, because shivchat shogeg and maize is the same. So even if you know it's not your wife, right? So I'm going to do this until they catch me. So, you know, so once they catch you, right? Yeah. Because she's not Jewish. We're going to see now what kind of, the four-way machlok is, what kind of person this really is. We haven't had that yet, but I'm telling you the four. Zechomer hichmer b'shivcha. This is our shivcha is more machmer. Why? In what way? Sha'azabo as a maze at kishogig. Right? Because you made a maze into like a shogig. Yes, the Aruch HaNer. What chumr is that? What kind of chumr is that? Shivcha is much more machmer. You know why? Because if you do a shogig, you bring a carbon. Do a maze, you bring a carbon. What kind of chumr is that? What do you mean? Nothing happens to you. You bring a carbon. What kind of chumr is that? No. What kind of chumr is that? Right? You bring someone else, you get karei, the malka, the misa, and over here, even if it's amazing, you'll bring a carbon. I said, I'll be with this woman until they catch me. Once they catch me, I'll bring a carbon. That's all. The whole business. No karei. So, what kind of chumra is that? What do you mean? Right, what kind of chumra is that? That was so machmir. Normally you have it. What kind of chumra is this? The chumra is you get away with bringing a carbon? What kind of chumra is that? The Aruch HaNer says, only the chumra you can come up with. That the chumra is that when it comes to karei, something is karei. Let's say you do tshuva. So Hashem will not give you the karei. Here, even if you did tshuva, you still have to bring the karei. Hear that one? Even if you did tshuva, you still have to bring the karei. No matter what, that karei is going to be brought. Other, by the way, all mitzvah b'dei adam is like that. All onesh b'dei adam is like that. Right? Whether you did tshuva or not, you're going to get punished. Hey, murder somebody. The Bezin will kill. Well, I did tshuva. So what does Bezin say? It's not our business. It's not our issue. Right? Even if what? Correct. So it's very, that's a difficult line of it. What kind of chumra is this? So the chumra is tshuva. It's a very small chumra. Anyway, Ezu shivcha. What's a shivcha? Kal shechetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chorin. She's half and half. She's half free, half slave. Shenemar, The hefte lo niftasa. She's redeemed, but she's not redeemed. How can she be redeemed and not redeemed at the same time? The answer is, she'd have redeemed the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shmuel Omer. No! Zui shivcha vadai. She's 100% shivcha. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kol arayis mufureshet. Every arayis is explicit. Vishiur ein lanu elachetzi shivcha vashivcha batkar. The other one left over is her. She's half free, half not free. The Gemara is going to ask, how is he different than the first shivcha? Half free and half not free. So we'll see that. It's a little bit of a hard situation. I thought she was my wife. So it's possible. It's possible, especially in the olden days, there's no lighting. Many times you have a large family. You have a large family living together. It's a sister look just like the wife. It's a little far fetched.
Right.
That's the only way it could happen. Boy, I didn't know it was us, sir. Menalan dehi lucky. How do you know? What? How do you know that she gets Malkus, but who lo lucky, and he doesn't get Malkus? How do you know it's one-sided? Tanu Rabbanan, it says, in the pasuk over there, B'kores Tihiyah. Right, the pasuk that says, B'kores Tihiyah. What does B'kores Tihiyah mean? That's the pasuk over there, Parshat Kedoshim. That B'kores Tihiyah. Mawame Chihi Loka. Do you see from there that she gets Malkus? Yachal Shneim Lokin. I would think they both get Malkus. Hamad Lomar. Tihiyah, which is a female word, he loka v'hu ain't a loka. So that's all I know. We just had the same question twice. How do you know she gets malchus? Bekoras tihiyah. How do you know he doesn't get malchus? Bekoras tihiyah. This Arachon says, no. Here's the Gemara. Gemara wanted to say, every time in the Torah, every onish in the Torah, that, for example, don't murder. Are women allowed to murder? Women are not allowed to murder. Are women allowed to violate Shabbat? No. A woman allowed to serve idols? No. A woman allowed to wear shatnez? No. How do you know that? It never says that. It says, don't wear shatnez. The whole Torah is written in singular. It's written in male form. But it applies to, every onish applies to women also. So the Aruch says, how do you know she gets malchus? That says the Torah says, yeah. Then the Gemara wants to know, well, maybe that's just a different way of saying it, and it applies to men too. In other words, 99% of the time, the Torah says it in male form, and it applies to female form also. Maybe over here, the Torah is saying it in female form, and it applies to males as well. So the Gemara answers, why would that be? The answer is not, it wouldn't be like that. That's why it's only for her. That was the Gemara's second question. Explains the Aruch HaNer. So we're going to see why in a few minutes. Yachal Shnei Lokin. I said that already. Menayin Dehadein Bekiros Lishna Demalkas Yehu. How do you know the word kiros is a word of malchus? Bikoros. How do you know it means malchus? It's a very difficult answer. Amar v'chon tehei b'kroi, because we call it out. We call that, we announce. It's Kiritanya. Gozal hadayonim mikre. The elder, the judge, calls out. This is what's going to happen now. Shani Mona. Second guy counts the malchus. And Shlishi Omer hako. And the third guy says, okay, next. Hit him again. Number three. So because all this is being said out loud, like the word like kriya, like to announce, that's how you know that it means malchus. Rashi Omar, bebikur tihiyah. It means that you should be a checking out. Kidignan ain't omdenosa el malchus real ishtalish. You don't give malchus unless it's visible by three, and you have to evaluate that the person can withstand it. Okay. Well, you see from here that only she gets malchus. He brings the carbon. Hanarabanan. Bizmansha isha loke. When the woman brings malchus, ish may be carbon. The man has to bring a carbon. Ain't the ish loke, ain't the ish may be carbon. And if the she doesn't get malchus, he's not going to bring that carbon. Menalan, how do you know that? Amar Rava, dechziv, v'ish ki yishka ves isha shichva zera. V'hi shivcha necherefes l'ish. V'heftalo nivdasa. Ochu pasa. Lo nitein lo. That's the whole pasa. Namichti. Ad hacha v'ish ka mishtoi. We've been talking about the man all along, the whole Torah. V'nichto mishtoi kra. Nichto v'heviyas hasham al Hashem. Ul basof nichto v'koros tiyah. So mention the male's carbon before the female's malchus. Amai kasa rachmana b'reisha b'koras tiyah. Why is the shivchas malchus written first? Uvasov kasa v'heviyas hasham al Hashem. Hachi kamar. Here's what the Torah is trying to tell you. In b'koras tiyah, if she gets the malchus taka, v'heviyas hasham al Hashem. Then he brings the carbon. V'im lo tiyah b'koros, lo yavihu es hashamo. Okay? Then he doesn't bring the carbon. Ema Whom yet they craw. Maybe the pasuk is excluding him. Aval he tilki v'teisi carbon. Maybe she has to do both. She has to bring. She brings the carbon like the man, and she gets malchus. How do you know that doesn't happen? Maybe Hashem will Hashem. If it does not, no. Behavior that only he brings the carbon, not her. Amar Yitzchak. The only time you're going to be chayev is if the shivcha is married or not a besula. Shenemar, the shivcha nechrefes lish. My mashma, the high nechrefes, lishna dishnuyahu. That means that she's not in the same state as she was when she was born. In other words, when she's born, she's a besula. Now she's not a besula. Only that. How do you know that? The siv, the tishkat olav, haripos, some pasuk there that the word Nechrepos, it means something changed. Vibhoisema imtachtosh et ha'evil v'machtesh besoch harifos bali. Now we quote another pasuk. V'idnu yadav v'hotzi nashem v'ashemim ayel tzon al ashmasam. That's when they came back and Ezra made them divorce all their foreign wives. Amar v'chista malamech chakulam shifchos harufos balu. But you see from here that shifchos harufa means someone who's already married. Change, not a basula. So but before we get to the Mishnah, I think we're going to answer your question. Correct. According to this Mazam, Tzul is no Isra. So there's no Isra in the Torah. There's no Isra in the Torah for a Jewish man, gets married or not, to be with a goy. Now, I'm not recommending it, and I'm not saying they're going to give him aftiyon if you do that, but there's no Isra in the Torah. There's no Isra in the Torah. There's a Rabbanon, there is. So in the Torah, it's not something the Torah valued as also. Why? I don't know. That could be why she gets malchus and he doesn't. Because her crime is worse than his. It's unusual to have that.
What?
She's married. We're going to see. She's designated to a man. So she's designated. So exactly. That may be why it's worse. He is a regular guy. To him, what's the problem? For her, you never have that. See, a married man and a married woman. He goes to shul, she's in the shul. And then they're friends. They do a horrible thing. So they're both equally at fault. And the punishment's the same. You have that for every arayas. It's hard to find an arayas where it's only one's worse than the other. It doesn't make sense. Here's one. He says to me, it's not fair. But the answer is that hers is crime is worse. But that's the case. Ezu shivcha. Tan rabbanan. Behefta yachal kula. I would think she's completely free. Talmud lomar. Lo niftasa. She's not free. Yachal lo niftasa. And I say, she's not free. Talmud lomar behefta. But it says she is free. So how can what's going on with this woman? Peduya to Anna Peduya. She's free and not free? The answer is yes. Chetzia shivcha b'chetzia bas chorin. She's half and half. And umeureses le'evet ivri. She's married to an evet ivri. The evet ivri is the only person that can marry her. Now from her perspective, she's a married woman. Who's she married to? The only man, the only Jew who could marry her. Right? She's an evet ivri. So it's the whole thing about Eved Ivri, whether that one turn of art. That's what. If he's married, he's allowed to marry her. And there's no marriage. What do you call it? I don't know. Mureses. It's some kind of. They hock on that word. There's some kind of relationship. Correct. Right. So why is the master doing this? Because he wants children. Because the children are slaves. One turn of art. That's why he's called Eved Ivri. By the word Ivri, what is it, Ivri? It Ivri harks back to Avram Avinu's days when there was no Torah. He's less than every other Jew because this is permitted to him. So every time you're over in Avera, you call it an Ivri? You go down a notch? I heard no. Just because you didn't Avera, you stole. So it doesn't mean you go down. Now you're not a Jew? No, the answer is the Torah applied to him. He wasn't allowed to steal. Torah applies to everybody. If you sin, you sin. But here, the Isser of a shifcha doesn't apply to him at all. He goes down a notch. So now he's called an Ivri. Like before Mount Torah even. Interesting part. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the shifcha kananis akasim medaber. No, we're talking about a regular shifcha kananis. She's not Jewish at all. She's not free at all. Umures is levet Ivri. Still, she's connected to an evet Ivri. M.K. Matam adlam of a heftalon of tasa. If so, why does he use a funny lashon like that? If she's completely in a shivcha, why does it have to look? The answer is, different Torah, Kolosha Mili Adam. Torah writes like that. That's right. As Tosas points out, that every time in Shas, where the Torah will, where the Gemara will say, Dibra Torah Kalashim B'nei Adam, it's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva never says that. Rabbi Yishmael always says it. It's a very deep, what are they arguing about? What exactly? No, but just the opposite. Rabbi Akiva Shmuel says, there's nothing to learn out from this. The Haftalon Iftasa. That's how people talk. The Torah wrote it like that. There's nothing to learn out. It doesn't teach me anything. No, he's not. She's a regular Shifa Kananis. So why does the Torah say she's half free? That's how people talk. She's not half free. That's how people talk. Different talk, Lashon B'Yadav. Like Douglas Basil says, it says, Halach, Halachta, Nichsof, Nichsafta, Gonav, Gonafti. All these double Lashons, we learn nothing from them. That's how people talk. Rabbi Akiva never holds from it. Exactly. Rabbi Lazar ben Azaria Omer, Kolar, I have to refresh this Lana Meshuyah. Lanu chetz evi arayet. This one's left over. Chetz a shivka v'chetz a v'aschod umeres etz le'eved ivri, which is exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. Acher momrim, the others say lo yamusu kilochu pasa v'shivka ganaz akasa medaber umeres etz le'eved kenani. She's married to an eved kenani. That we never heard before. Now, lebishmal bishlam. What? No, just that's just that. That's just what she is. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference at all. Now the Rishmal, Bishlam, we have to learn of Tatsa, Kiddushin, different Torah Kalashim B'Yadav. As I understand why according to Rishmal, the Torah says it like that for no reason. Ella Kiddushin Mureses LeEved Ivri Menalim. How do you know she's married to an Eved Ivri? Where does it say that? The answer is the Tziv Kilo Chupasa. She's not free. Michlal the Hu Chupasa. He's free. The husband is free. Who's that? That's an Eved Ivri. He's not going to be there forever. He's going to go out soon. She's going to be there forever. Rosa ben Azariah, Hein Rabbi Akiva, the same opinion. My answer is, Rabbi Shmuel Ka'amar. No. Rosa ben Azariah was talking within the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. You know, it's Lidi Di, Ba'al Makabasah, Tzvirli, the Dibra Torah Klashim and the other. I agree with you, Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah says, like the people talk, and there's no limud. Hacha, but over here, shiny, here it's different. Here I agree with Rabbi Akiva, your opponent. Why? Mithi. Tivle kra kilo chupasa. It already says she's not free. So the half tilon of tasa lamali. Do I have to go say again the half tilon of tasa? It already said she's not free. Shma mina lachi asa. That's what it's going to tell you. V'chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschorin. Has to be over here a lima. Has to be a lima. The words are totally extra. Now lacherim according to the lacherim bishlam the half tilon of tasa katzavri diber tarf lasher b'ri adam. How do you know she's married to an Eved Kenani out of the blue? Where'd that come from? Amar Kra, Kilo Chupasa. It says Kilo Chupasa, that she's not free. We already know she's not free. Right? We know that already. Why? Because she's an Eved Shifra Kenani. How do you know she's not a little bit free? Because Dibra Torah Kol Shem B'nei Adam. She's not free. The Torah writes like that. So why do they say she's not free? We already know that already. If you don't need it for her, put it to the husband, who's a man who's never free, an Eved Kenani. So therefore, she's married to an Eved Kenani. Now, halachically, it makes no difference who she's married to. But again, that could be the reason why the punishments are different. Because from her perspective, her crime is worse. She's a married woman. The fact that she's married to an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani, or that it's temporary, or that it's for wrong motives, or the husband, so the owner can get slaves, that doesn't make a difference. From her point of view, she's married to this guy. She's connected. Where's she going? Where to go with another man? Exactly. She does know. That's it. So, but his crime is not as bad. He's a single man. He's a regular guy. No. But she's not a Jew. She's not a Jew. She's either a half Jew or completely not Jewish. So the Torah says he's going to get this punishment, and she gets worse. That's so far fetched. That's so unfair. That's an improper. Right. Correct. I understand. She's not Jewish. It's a little bit different. And she's half Jewish. She's a little bit different. So, first of all, according to some, she's not Jewish at all. According to half of these, she's Shifra Kenanis completely. She's not half free. What? But she's not Jewish. I hear you. Okay. Next. Okay, next, here we go. Kol arayot, all arayot in the Torah. echad gadol, the echad katan, whether it's an adult or a minor, hakatan pater. The katan is pater. A katan cannot be punished for any error that they do. Now, in order for this to be true, there's two provisos. The other side, let's say the man's 25 years old, and the girl's 8. The girl's not punished. Let's say the girl's under 3. If the girl's under 3, then the man's not even punished. It's not even called a maitabia. The other way around, if the woman's 30, and the boy is 11, right, then the girl gets punished, and not the boy. She's a married woman, let's say. What if the boy's under 9? Not even called a maitabia at all. Okay? Now, echad er of echad yashen, if someone's awake and someone's sleeping, hayashen patzer, the sleeping one is patzer. Why? They didn't do anything. They're sleeping. Echad shogig v'echad meizit, if, what? Let's say it's true, let's say you can prove it. Echad shogig v'echad meizit, by the way, that's happened in history. People have had relations with people that are asleep. Or drunk, it happens. That happens. That's probably more common than having relations with a 6-year-old boy. What? Or a 6-year-old girl. Echad shogig v'echad meizid. Hashogig chatos v'amezid b'kareis. So if you do it b'shogig, I didn't know this was us. I didn't go to the Daf Yom and decrease it. That's too long. So I didn't know all this. Right? And amezid gets kareis. Good? V'hacha, and over here, chayav chatan. And what, by Shivcha Harufa, you are Chayav Mizu Katan here? Does that make any sense? Some are, so whichever ones are Mitzvah Shemayim. That's what it means. It doesn't mean, it means whichever ones. Now, this is contrary to Shivcha Kanan. So what, by Shivcha Kanan, the Katan, there is punishment. V'hachab Katan Chayav. Does that make any sense? Amar Yehuda, Hachik Amar. Kol Arayat Echagot Echagot Katan. Cotton gadol, cotton potter, for gadol chayev. Bahacha, and over here, gadol nami potter. If the girl is a cotton, she's a shifchi, she's 11, you're 30, you're also potter. You don't even have to bring a carbon. Why not? My time, ta makshin hadadi, because they're connected. The hekesh, they're both the same. Now we're going to have all the gemara can say this. Kolarai is echad neav echad yashin yashin potter. What? Vekad yashin nami chayev. And over here, if she's asleep, you're chayiv? Or she's chayiv? She's asleep? No, hachikani. Call her rayat echadeh v'echad yashin yashin pater. V'neir chayiv. The person asleep is always pater. The person awake is always chayiv. But kana, feel an air pater. Even the person's awake is pater. My time, why? The makashin adati. Again, the heck is connecting them. They both go hand in hand. Tani tanaka medra of sheshes. Asu gomer kima'ara. We make a, by arayas, the initial stages, it's like the final stages. Mitzchave, she'en mitzchave. Kavana is just like not having kavana. Kedarka, shelo kedarka. Kedarka is the same as shelo kedarka. Neir kiyashin. Awake is like asleep. Amale, maikamarta. What kind of statement is that? What does that statement mean? What kind of statement is that? Awake is like asleep? Kavana is like without kavana? What does that mean? In b'shivcha harufa katani. If you're talking about a shivcha harufa, that's not true. Amai, asu, gomer, kamara. Not true. The initial stages is not like the final stages. Gomer, b'shivcha, harufa, mechayev. You're only chayev by shivcha, harufa, the final stages. B'maru, lo, mechayev. For the initial stages, you're not chayev. B'sum, mitzchavim, shenim, mitzchavim. Kavana is like not kavana. Im, is kavana, mechayev. Ilo, lo, mechayev. What kind of statement is this? Not only that, the whole kedaka, shlo, kedaka, nami, kedaka, b'shivcha, harufa, mechayev. Shlo, kedaka, lo, mechayev. By shivcha, harufa, you're not chayev, shlo, kedaka. By every other rice you are. Here you're not. Why not? Because in my time, shikva zera ksiv. It says shikva zera, which is like it has to be able to have a child. Which is why you're not chayav for the initial stage. That doesn't give you a child. Shlo kadaka doesn't get you a child. By a rice, it doesn't mean it's not a heter. But over here it's a heter. So what's Rav Sheshes talking about? Umay ner ki yashe. What does that mean? Awake is like asleep. Why? Asleep is like awake. Why? What does that mean? Be misharayis katani asu goma kamara, and if it's talking about other arayis, ibcha iboyale lemisne. It should have said it the opposite way, which is what they made the initial stage like the final stages, right? So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Amalei, so Sheshes says back, you know what? Ismaye, you're right. Remove that brisa from the canon of brisas. It doesn't make any sense. I heard it. I don't know what I heard. You know what? It doesn't make sense. Take out the whole brisa. Every line of that brisa makes no sense. Awake is like asleep. Asleep is like... No. Right. So, Amalei, no, you don't have to remove it. Now, what we're going to answer is so complicated. So complicated. Right? Hachi ketani. Here's what the brisa means. Ready for this? Asu gomer shalo kedarka. They made the initial... They made the complete act. Shalo kedarka. Peshivcha charufa. Baya shivcha. Delo machayve, which you're not chayev for, because it's shalo kedarka. Kim ma'ara kedarka, like ma'ara kedarka, the shechva zeraksev, which is also not chayev. Mischave shalo kedarka, they made kavana shalo kedarka, b'shivcha, by a shivcha, dipiturin, and you're putter for that. Why are you putter for that? Because it's shalo kedarka. Ke'eno mischave, like eno mischave, the shechva zeraksev, because it's a shechva zera. Neir shalo kedarka, asleep. Awake, shalok kedarka b'shevcha, the peturin, and you're putter for that. Why are you putter for that? Because it's lo kedarka. Kiyashad, like sleeping. My time, why? The shechva zeraksiv. Nimse, it comes out. B'shchavein, kavana, b'ma'ara, and initial stages. B'shevcha, by shevcha. Kishein mitzchavein, it's like no kavana, b'chal arayat, by all the arayat, which means you're putter. And I'm sorry. Nimse, mitzchavein, b'ma'ara, b'shevcha. Yeah, ki ei mitzchavin, you're positive to that. You have no kavana. Right? Yashan kedarka, yashan, sleeping kedarka, is ki yashan da arayat. It's like yashan by arayat, which you're also positive for. Why? Exactly. No, yashan kedarka is ki yashan da arayat. It's just, which means you're positive. Nimta, neir shalo kedarka, being awake shalo kedarka b'shivcha, is ki yashan d'chal arayat. What you put them for? Why? No kavana. You need that's not what he said. Completely not what he said, right? Anyway, Hajjulah, Arba Mukhus Kapara, Hajjulah, Arba Mukhus Kapara, Hajjulah, Arba Mukhus Kapara. What? Rashi says you fell off a roof and you land on a woman. That's what Rashi says. Rashi say that? 1 minute. Yeah, Rashi says the shechva zer she'enu mitzchaven kigon nafal min hagag. You fell off a roof, v'nitzka, and you fall on top of a woman. Ein roi lazria. That's not going to give you. They have a whole hack with this Rashi. What do you mean ein roi lazria? Why not? Why can that not give the child? Why not? Why can't that give a child? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that might be? No, the Rashi said it. You think you should write a thesis about that? Amrulo, if someone walks over to you and says, Amrulo, if someone taps you on the shoulder and says, Achalta chelev. By the way, I saw you ate chelev. You ate chelev. I couldn't get to you in time. Whatever it is, you ate chelev. So therefore, maybe chatos, you have to bring a chatos. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, we'll get into saying it's two people. And Amru sometimes means two people. Eid Omer Achal. One Eid says he ate. The Eid Omer Lo Achal. And one Eid says, no, it wasn't true. He ate from the right bag. He didn't have the McDonald's bag. He ate the other bag. Isha Omeres Achal. A woman says he ate. The Isha Omeres Lo Achal. And the other woman says, no, it's not true. Maybe Asham Tolu. You bring in Asham Tolu now. Why? Because there's a suffix. Now, says Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the Perek, Tzarech Lomar, the Mayri we were talking about, Shehiduhu Shnayim Bevat Achas. They walk in at the same time. And one says, two women walk in, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, but I just saw you ate it. From the wrong bag. The other one says, no, it's not true. D'i Bezachar Zeh, if they would have come in an hour apart, ha'kol makom shemina Torah eid echad, if one woman, a guy walks in and says, you know what, I'm sorry, I saw you eating that chela. Once that happens, that's like two people. Whenever the Torah believes one, it has the force of two. Therefore, harei kan shnayim, V'kivon shenitzkabel eduso. Once we accept this guy's test, it's only 1:8. Once we accept it, sulo kabdina be'edus hashem nishom lo achal. We ignore the second guy who says an hour later, no, it's not true. It's too late. Right? V'tzarach lomar demay risha ish shema'idin bo shosek. And the other, the victim here, the guy who allegedly ate it, doesn't answer back. Okay, we'll get that, we'll get to the Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. Right? Eid Omar Achal. 1:8 says, you ate. V'hu Omer, lo achalti. And he says, no, I didn't. Potter, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Why should I be chayav? Why should I be chayav? If I'm, that's what I'm supposed to say. If I'm quiet, I know I ate from one of the bags. Was it my bag or was it the bag from the Gaita? I don't remember. They're telling me it was the bag from the Gaita. So I have to bring a chata. It's a chata. It's a chata. Not if it's hasek, it's a chata. I, what? No, it's not. It's hasek, it's nothing. I ate something. It's no shayla I ate something. I just don't know. But I know I ate something, so when he tells me I ate from the wrong bag, I nod my head and I bring a chata. But if he tells me, no, you ate from the wrong bag, and I say, no, I didn't, I was very careful. And you don't bring a chatas. Okay? Now, shnayim omer macha, what if two people say to you, you know, you ate from the wrong bag? Who am I loa chalti? And you say, no, it's not true. Rameir mechayim. Rameir says, mechayim. Why? Amr of Meir. I'll tell you why. Imeviu shnayim udemisa, chamura. If two people come and say you killed somebody, and you say, no, I didn't, you know, what you said is irrelevant. It is not America. In the Torah law, two eidim put you to death. So if two eidim say you killed somebody, and you say, no, I didn't, what happens to you? You get put to death. So, lo yivil de karban akal? Can't they bring you to a karban that's kal? It's like a kill you, kid. You're protesting. No, it's not true. I didn't do it. So what? You can protest all you want. No, two. Second case is two. Ask Tosfos, wait a minute. What do you mean you're going to bring a karban? I understand the logic of that kal v'chomer is strong, but you're going to bring a karban for something you know you didn't do it wrong. You know you didn't. What are you bringing a karban for? You know you didn't. They're, listen, you can't beat two eidim. But you know you didn't do it. What kind of karban is this? So Tosfos' answer. Correct. Exactly. Karban is kavana. What's going on? They're forcing you to do something. Tosfos is like this. They say I ate it. I know I didn't. So there's two choices here. Either I keep my mouth shut and bring the carbon, or I protest and bring the carbon. If I protest and bring the carbon, I'm bringing chulin in the azara because it's a fake carbon. So I know it's baloney. Therefore, it must be, I've convinced myself that I'm really wrong. They must be right. I don't want to bring a carbon chulin azara. It's a big avera. No, because they're saying they're tuizim. They're saying badai. You think you know better. You can't fight with them. The two eidim is like 100 eidim. You can protest all you want. So you convince yourself. You hear what Tosfos says? You tell yourself, listen, I have two options here. Either I bring a carbon beheter or I bring a carbon beiser. I might as well bring a beheter, no matter what I have to bring it now. Listen, if the beheter right, comes...
You're right.
Correct. Right. But Tosfos' question, in your heart, you know it's baloney. In your heart, if once in your heart you know it's baloney, what kind of carbon is that? It's not a carbon. Carbon means I know I did a sin. This is ridiculous. You're right. They're telling me I have to bring it. I'll bring it. They're telling me it's not carbon. The carbon goes by machshava. What are your thoughts? What's your intention? So the answer is all right. So what you do is you convince yourself no, they must be right. Otherwise, okay. Amr lo ma'am here to lomar made an easy putter. Said to Chacham, I'll tell you why you're wrong, Rameir. Because a guy can get out of bringing a carbon. How? He could say, you're right, I ate that bag. You're right. I did it for Nathan. He asks Tosfos, same Tosfos on tomorrow's daf. He says, wait a minute. But you're not only making something through Russia. Right? You're not only making something through Russia. So Tosfos' answer is, no, you're making something through Russia. You don't want to bring Kulam Bazara. You're doing it for a right reason. Doing it for a good reason. The only time you're not allowed to make yourself into a Russia is for some old game. Right? Calls it for some game. You want to pass yourself, you want to here, I'm trying to save an Avera. It's not saying I did it for Mazin. What does it happen to me? Hashem knows I didn't do anything wrong. I know I didn't. But I'll tell them I did it for Mazin. And what do I gain? I don't bring full bazar.
Achal chelev chelev behelam echad. If you eat chelev in one period of unawareness, ain't a chayav el achad. Achal chelev dam pigel nosa behelam echad. Chayav achal achas biachad. Right? Zeh chomer b'min and har b'min echad. This is why a lot of things are worse than one thing. Right? Now, how could the chomer b'min echad min and har b'min echad? How could a lot of things be worse than, how could one thing be worse than a lot of things? Play it out. Shimachal chati zayis, b'chaz avachal chati zayis. But you eat half a kizayis, another half a kizayis, the hell of echad, in one period of unawareness, mimin echad chayit. From one min, you're chayit. I eat a half a kizayis of chametz, and then a half a kizayis of chametz 2 minutes later. I'm chayit for that. What if you eat a half a kizayis of dam, and 30 seconds later, eat half a kizayis of pigle? And I'm chayit for that. It's a kizayis in one period of unawareness. Yeah, but it's two halves of two things out of left field. Vishnei min impasser. Each one's got a chumra, each one has a kula. Now, Katani, we said, Amru lo achal techelev maybe chatos. Amru kama habit. How many people tell that to you? The answer is, train, it must be two. Right? Must be two. Behu ma amr lahon. Now what does he say back to this? The first case, the guy taps on the shoulder, now it's two people taps on the shoulder. By the way, you ate the chelev. What does he say back? Ilei medeshasik, if he's quiet, below kamachish lahu, he doesn't protest, he doesn't argue, eloshtika, the train, who de maybe chatos. What do you see from here? That if you're quiet when two people come, you bring a chatas. I'll stick at the chad low. But if you're quiet on one person, you would not bring a chatas. It's a deal. It's an inference. Aim a mitziyasa. Look at the second case. The second case says, aid omar ochal. One aid says you ate. Who omar lo achalti. And you say, no, I didn't. You're putter. Taima, why you putter? The kamachashle. Because you protested. Aval shasik. But had you kept quiet, mechayev. You would have been chayev. The kolshkin trey. And certainly two. So why does the Mishnah say it twice? Basically, the Mishnah says the same case twice. The inferences come out, the Mishnah said it twice. Ella must be the Kamachishlu. No, you protest. So Mani, who is that? That's Rav Meir. The Amar who says, HaChashu debetre lo HaChashu. Protesting is worthless. Right? Aval Rabbanon, putter. But according to you, Rabbanon, you'd be putter. My Kamash Malam is the Sefer Shemash Mene. Again, it said the same thing twice. In the Sefer, we already said that case. That if you protest, you're putter according to the Chachamim. The Rabbi was just driving home the same point. You're right. There's no chiddush here. The same question is twice. What's the point? We're driving home. According to Meir, protesting is irrelevant. And according to the Chacham, it's very relevant. Ikad the Amri, another version of the same story. Amru lo nami chad karile. Maybe one person says something to you. Did not. A woman's husband goes away. Above Amru lo meis balich. And they come tell her, your husband died. Venites, and she gets married. Then the husband shows up. It was a mistake. She can't marry, she can't go back to husband number one, and she also can't marry husband number two. The That case is true even if one guy comes. Mimai, how do you know that it's one guy who came? Because in the Seifa of that mission, there were Nivamat that says like this. Nites Shalobar shows, if she married without permission, Muteres lachzebo. Then she can go back to husband number one. My shlober shus. What does it mean shlober shus? Shlober shus bezdin. That bezdin didn't allow this. Michlal, the resha, that in the first case, vershus bezdin. It was with bezdin's permission. And ube eid echad. Alma, what do you say from here? Gabi eid echad katani omru. Even by one aid, we use the lashon of omru, which stands for plural. Bachanami tekani omru lo. Mashma filu, I'm sorry. Now, mashma filu eid echad. It's worse. Exactly. It's worse. Why? I don't remember why. We'll go through that. After 1 more minute, we'll stop. Who am I, Omar? What did he say back? If you protested, would he bring one? Ella, rather, the Shasik. He must have been quiet. Shasik, Mishtachayev? I'm sorry. Mitziyasa Shmashmine. We know that already. Right time of the Kamachishle. Abel Shasik, Mishtachayev. Really, you didn't protest. If you ate chelev, you bring a chatas. The bed of a mamurim, when it's that, the shasik, if you're quiet, avomachishlei, potter. But if you protest, you would be potter. Okay, we'll stop here. Now we're going to say, how do you know that protesting makes a difference? And we'll go on to the tomorrow's daf. Everybody have a good Shabbos.